Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday morning. So a couple of days ago in an interview, I was asked, what are the most important things for anyone starting meditation or anyone training in mindfulness, anyone who's on this kind of journey of looking after the mind? And I'm not sure I necessarily have an absolute answer, but, you know, I felt there were a few key things that I had learned from my own training and that I'd been taught that I felt were kind of relevant. And my hope is that at least one of these will be helpful, maybe all three, and that they might just not just influence your practice in some ways, but maybe even outside of your practice as well. But the first one is expectation. It is, I think, the single biggest obstacle to beginning meditation and continuing with meditation. The idea that somehow, maybe the expectation, I don't know, is to clear the mind, to stop thoughts. That's probably the most common. If that is our expectation, then we're going to really struggle because the mind's going to keep thinking. I promise you, it's going to keep thinking. Sure, it might quieten down sometimes. And yes, you might experience some time without any thought. Maybe, but the mind will still keep thinking. And it's such an ingrained thought, the idea that somehow it is all going to stop. But as long as we have that idea, as long as that is our expectation, then we're going to struggle with meditation and we're going to think we're not very good at it and we may not continue it. So as much as possible, letting go of expectation. That really is the key to starting and to continuing a healthy practice in meditation. But there's two other things I think are important too. The second one is effort. So, you know, most things in our life, we have to apply effort to. There are a few things that we don't necessarily, or we can't even influence through our effort. Sleep is an interesting one. You know, we can try really hard to go to sleep, but doesn't really make any difference. In fact, it only makes things worse. We might try to love somebody more in some way. You know, love isn't influenced by our will in that way. And in the same way, neither is meditation. We can't force a quality of awareness. We can't force compassion. We can't force any of these things. And even if we're able to force some kind of focus, it's not a relaxed focus. It's not a sustainable focus. And it's not going to be an enjoyable experience. Noticing when you're applying effort to meditation, almost trying to make something happen, and realizing that actually this is the one time when we can let go of control. We don't need to make anything happen. We can just allow nature to unfold as it is. And then there's this third one. It's kind of tied in to those first two, but it's a little different. It's more about sort of this idea of projecting an idea onto the experience. So I think we all have a sense of what we imagine meditation to be, or maybe even more than that. Maybe we even sort of imagine what an enlightened experience might be or something like that. So when we sit to meditate, we're not really simply watching the mind free from judgment. There is a sense of trying to orientate the mind towards a particular goal, towards a particular outcome. And because of that, we're actually not meditating. We're sort of thinking about an idea that we've heard about or thought about or imagined previously and trying to work out sort of how to get there in some way. And that's actually not helpful, because we're then sitting there waiting for something to happen. And with that waiting comes a sense of pressure, comes a sense of desire, a sense of hope, a sense of fear, and all these kind of other things that just get in the way. So letting go of any idea, not trying to project anything onto the meditation, but simply allowing it to unfold in its own way. And I still find it really helpful to check in with these things on a regular basis, even if it's at the beginning of each meditation, and just ask yourself, is there any sense of expectation? If there is, it's okay. You don't have to give yourself a hard time, but see it and let go of it. Is there a feeling that you need to apply some effort to make something happen? If there is, see it and let go of it. And is there still a lingering idea of a particular thing you're trying to achieve in your mind, an idea of meditation? And if there is, to simply see it and let go of it. If you can remember those three things, they are the heart of a long-term, healthy, sustainable meditation practice. I hope at least one of those is helpful for you today. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.